Guess what time it is? Welcome to the journey. It is your boy, Journeyman Bell, aka Mr. 100, coming to you on podcast. Y'all don't want to miss this show because y'all know at the journey we believe in taking life one step at a time. No review mirrors on this show. I show them land. Switch boy. J-Man, it's 100. Y'all, let's dive into today's topic as we deal with cutting-edge issues that you can only find with the 100. Y'all, let's listen in now to what the journey has to say.
Hey, it's your boy, Journeyman Bell, aka Mr. 100, coming to you on this week as we are talking about opportunities missed and taken. You know, opportunities is defined as a set of circumstances that lead to something greater. A set of circumstances that makes it possible to do something. A set of circumstances that makes it possible to do something. And the one thing about opportunities is that many times we don't maximize those chances. We don't maximize those places, which is why we have the potential of missing some things, you know, whether it's relationship or jobs or just our everyday life or as a whole. You know, we must be mindful of the opportunities that are presented towards us. You know, the Bible talks about how that we should, in Ephesians 5, it talks about see then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the times because the days are evil. Of course, we're talking about walking in the ordinance of God when we talk about this specific passage of scripture. The thing that we have to do is realize this, is that until we learn how to distinguish our steps, until we understand how to be wise in our steps, and you know, the Bible says that we should ask for wisdom and God will give it to us liberally. Having wisdom in the steps between right and wrong oftentimes come with a price that requires us to walk alone sometimes because of these things that are connected to it. Every step that we take, we know that it's been ordered by God, but what we don't know is how to distinguish and discern the types of steps we're taking, because we are so into a place of desiring something for ourselves. And that's so important, and I know it's been preached a million times, but I want to be encouraged, you to be encouraged, for the fact that if you plan to make great opportunities and you need to see these great opportunities, the first thing that you want to do is make sure that you have been in a place of denial of self. You have been in a place of removing yourself out of the way, removing your desires out of the way. Because when it comes to opportunity in relationships, many times we build it upon things that we want and how we've been treated and how we've been done. And we do this with our jobs and what it is we want to make and what it is we want to do. And all these things that opportunities present to us is how we miss or make the mark in what's given to us. But you have to know that these steps led up to it too. Steps lead to disaster. Steps lead to success. That you're not just going to jump into this fortunate place of opportunity. People have a lot of times people talk about, you know, getting out of debt just like that. And no, you didn't get in debt just like that. Now, I'm not saying that God can't do miracles. God can do miracles. But I'm asking, what were the places that you were walking into? What are the things that you were not circumspectly, as the Bible calls it, circumspectly? What were you not being aware of? What were you not using your discernment for? What was the things that you weren't diligent in? Circumspectly means to be diligent. And we are not diligent in our opportunities. The things that come to our lives, the things that God is presented to us, the things that God is trying to change us with, and the things that God wants to move us toward in our lives. What steps are you taking now that are leading to something greater for your life? Or what steps are you taking now that you could possibly be missing an opportunity for something greater for your life? You know, I always tell people this, is that, you know, right before God does something great, the devil does something stupid. Because he's looking for an opportunity to spoil your footsteps, your direction, your ways on which you go. And so I encourage you, first thing you need to do is understand how to walk. Not where to walk, how to walk. Because if you don't know how to walk, you don't know where to walk. Come on now. How you walk is an indication of how well you can stand in place. You know, look at babies. The first thing they try and do is gather their, before they can take a step forward, sometimes they do, but they try and gain their balance. They're trying to gain their balance. What happens is they gain their balance and then they start wobbling because the weight, y'all catch that, the weight of their whole body is stronger than their stability, than the places that they're able to stand in. Listen, how big of a weight are you carrying right now that's causing you to not be able to take the next step forward, or the step in the right direction, or the step in the way you need to go? That's a strong consideration right now. Consider how to walk before you consider where to walk. Opportunities are all around us. The Bible says that time and chance happens to us all. I'm not even going to be able to get into the timing part of things, because what we have to understand is this in opportunities and how we walk, is that if we have a reckless walk, then we're going to have reckless opportunities. Come on here. Reckless chances, reckless things are going to occur in our lives. And if we walk wise, then we'll have steps and things that lead to more wisdom. You know, have you ever just considered this? The Bible says this, that evil communication corrupts good manner. Have you ever just stopped to think about that the way you walk is the way you talk? Come on now. Your words are a strong indication of the direction that you're going in. If you plan to run into better opportunities, then you must present your words with a greater opportunity of expression. You must present your language barrier. We have such a language barrier when it comes to opportunities, because, you know, we talk ourselves out of a lot of things that are presented to us. And that's amazing in itself, is that opportunities can be right before us. Things that can change our lives. And because we have put forth a language that does not present our path. My gosh. we put forth a language that does not present our path, then we can't see or discern if this is the right place to go in or not. Your words help make a way to understand the path you need to go in for your opportunities. The things you say can either block or open up more opportunities for you. The reason why I was talking to a friend of mine, and they were wondering about their call, and they can't understand their call, it's because some of the things that we say. I don't know how I can do this. I'm not sure if I'm able to. I don't know if I can sustain a relationship. And then relationship comes for you. Then a business opportunity comes before you. Then this thing in ministry comes before you. And even something to even help yourself comes right before you. And because your words have walked you, come on here, because your words have walked you in the wrong direction, you're not able to, you're missing an opportunity of great things. It says, walk circumspectly, be diligent. Be diligent in your walk. Your walk is an indication of your progression in manner, your mannerism, your character. You are building your conversations. Come on here. Your conversations are building your character for your opportunities. Every conversation you keep or dismiss shape your opportunities. Every place that you go in shape your opportunities. So you have got to learn how to be wise in your shaping process, your fashioning process, your movements. You've got to become wise. As the Bible says, you've got to see then that ye walk. walk, which is a making, to make one's way progress. And to make use of the opportunities. Listen, you keep asking for more chances. But God is saying, with what you already know, walk with it, learn with it, shape your opportunities with what you have in front of you. Shape your chances. Stop trying to compare and compete with somebody else's opportunities when you are also given an opportunity to do some great things. It's not limited or predicated upon what you have only, what you think you should have, but it's predicated upon what you already have, what's already before you, what's already in your life, because opportunities beget opportunities. Chances beget chances. But it's up to you. It's up to you. It's up to you for you to be discerning enough to know how you walk. How are you walking? Let's go back and bring that balance. Because balance is going to be so significant to how well you're able to stand when your opportunities come. When your opportunities come to bring about a change in your life. Because there's greater. We keep hearing it. There's greater. But what are we doing to get to our greater? What opportunities are we distinguishing? What are we looking at? Who are we holding company to? Where are we going? Are we going at the right time? I'll talk about the timing places on tomorrow. But what are we doing with the opportunities that's presented to us? The things, the steps that are leading up to this next opportunity? Because I can assure you of this, that if you feel like you're at your lowest, opportunities always find a way to present themselves to you. And the enemy wants you to be in a place where you cannot see it. Because if you can see it, then you'll believe it and you'll walk in it. Let's start learning how to walk with our opportunities so that we can understand what God is doing in the things that He is giving to our lives. This your boy, J-Man. We'll talk to you soon, okay? Y'all be blessed. Well, y'all, that's a wrap on the Journey podcast. Thank you for tuning in and listening to your boy. And hey, it's been a blessing to you. It's been helpful to you. It's been insightful to you. Y'all, share it with somebody else. Your boy, I ain't even gonna charge you for it. I always want to hear your feedback. Always looking to be 100 in every area. So y'all, with that being said, this your boy, J-Man Bell, aka Mr. 100, y'all. We'll see you next time on the journey where we believe in taking life one step at a time and stay in the journey.